to another edition of Real Answers, a family life news feature during our noon report, where we take a look at issues facing Christian families and Christians in general. I'm Greg Gillespie, and with us again, Christopher Anderson, a licensed mental health counselor. Chris, today, a difficult subject for some, whether or not to take medications for mental health issues.
Not surprisingly, the number of folks that sought mental health treatment during and following the pandemic has increased, and the various social and political issues that we're facing as a nation and the division we are facing as a nation as well are adding additional stress to everybody pretty much. And, you know, a part of being treated for a mental illness, whether it's mild or severe, may include medication or at least the suggestion thereof. So, you know, for some, Greg, the thought of taking a psychiatric medication can be very unsettling, and I'm very happy to be able to address some of these concerns today.
Talk with us then about how you help people make that kind of decision in your role as a counselor.
Well, the difficulty that I think, especially for Christians, is that they believe that taking a medication to assist in their mental health is not necessarily in line with Scripture. They might believe that they're not trusting God enough, or they might believe they're not, well, just believing enough. And I think the confusion here at least partially stems from the fact that psychiatric medications don't generally make you high, or they don't otherwise put you in a state of mind that would prevent you from being in an appropriate state of mind for a relationship with God. You know, I'm glad to be able to clear that up a little bit, because again, I don't want people to equate depression or anxiety medications necessarily with, let's say, smoking marijuana or doing cocaine or something of that nature. They're definitely two different things we're talking about here.
Do most people who seek counseling also utilize medications to help them with their conditions?
There's not a lot of cases out there that I believe are purely a chemical imbalance in the brain that where there isn't also some sort of thinking error or the way you process information. I think that's why it's so important to have counseling as a part of any kind of medication treatment for psychiatric concerns. Again, counselors help people to process and learn new ways of coping and thinking, which often includes challenging faulty and irrational beliefs. But medications can, you know, help reduce the symptoms that allow that process to play out more.
So as you work with clients and they work with their physicians too, what role do medications play in that mix of a treatment plan?
They do help to relieve symptoms, which makes engaging in the counseling process more effective and a little easier. I do caution people, though, to continue with the process of counseling even when they start to experience relief from depression or anxiety. It's kind of analogous to taking antibiotics for a bacterial infection or bacterial illness. After you start the treatment of taking antibiotics after a period of time, the symptoms begin to go away. And a lot of times people make the mistake of not continuing their medication until it's done. Then the same way with psychiatric meds, if somebody's depressed, you know, very depressed or highly anxious, and they do opt to take a medication that helps improve the symptoms, if you don't really address how a person thinks, if you don't address, you know, again, a person's thinking patterns, their belief systems, and kind of weed out the faulty or the erroneous belief patterns, then there's no reason to suspect that the depression or the anxiety is not going to return. So as a medication works to lighten the symptoms, you need to continue to work through any kind of concerns or issues that you identified with your counselor in order to help maintain changes.
Chris, I've had this conversation with other counselors. It seems like a lot of television ads talk about anti-depression medicine and mood-enhancing medicines, and always in that muttering of fine print, the cautions and disclaimers that are always like, take this medication, it'll help you feel less depressed. By the way, one of the side effects is more potential that you might feel suicidal thoughts. That sounds backwards, but I'd like you to explain why that is, that taking a medication does not make you more suicidal or more downtrodden?
Well, while I cannot say with total certainty why this is the case in all situations, one explanation is that a person who is depressed can actually be so depressed that they just don't have the energy or the care any longer to actually try to harm themselves. It's very interesting. This is why people who are on antidepressants need to be closely monitored by their provider, whether it's their primary care doctor or a psychiatric provider, to make sure that as they start to lift out of that deep, deep depression, So they really have to be very closely supervised by the provider or psychiatrist if they're going to take these medications. But that's why that happens a lot in some cases, not all cases, okay? Not all cases, but some cases.
What's your role as a counselor in being able to prescribe medication or have them talk about, would this be a good option for me?
No, I cannot prescribe medication. Master's level counselors cannot in any way, shape, or form prescribe or recommend. What we can do is, depending on the client's diagnosis, we can encourage the client to speak with their physician or a psychiatric provider to actually do the prescribing. And a primary care provider, a doctor or a nurse practitioner may not be willing to do that, to prescribe psychiatric medication. They may in turn send the patient to an actual psychiatrist or a psychiatric nurse practitioner, which I believe is kind of a better option overall because psychiatric providers have had the additional training. I think that really makes a difference.
Let me give you the last word here. Any final thoughts or areas of emphasis?
Well, I think I'll just quickly recap here, Greg. I think medication can assist in the process of dealing with a mental health condition or a mental illness. For many Christians, they may believe, again, that taking a psychiatric med is a cop-out or somehow goes against God's word. I would say, again, most psychiatric medications do not alter your mind or your awareness that will prevent you from praying or reading scripture. These are not the same as recreational drugs, remember, okay? And recreational drugs is where people use them intentionally to get high and actually alter their minds. I'm not in any way an advocate of using recreational drugs at all. But again, the choice to utilize a psychiatric medication is ultimately up to the client, the patient. But I would also encourage you to have a conversation with your primary care provider or a psychiatric provider if you're thinking that you might need to get on something. It's definitely got to be a conversation you have with your doctor.
Christopher Anderson is a licensed mental health counselor in the Family Life listening area. He is with us for Real Answers, a Family Life news feature that talks about issues facing Christian families and all Christians. I'm Greg Gillespie. Thanks for listening to Real Answers on Family Life.